shake off those long weak blues. Ladies, break out your dancing shoes. It don't matter what night it is, it's Friday. It's Saturday, it's Sunday. I just want to hear you sing. I just want to hear you sing. Y'all sing it with me. We belong to the drinking class.
Care Country, where country music legends live and new stars begin. Hot Country 93.7.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Chance for scattered storms tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 59, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, high temperatures reach up to 75. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night, lows level off around 62. Upper 70s, Wednesday and Thursday, with storms both days. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It's time for postseason high school baseball on your local sports authority, Care Country 93.7. Listen as we bring you every base hit, home run, steal, and defensive stop. We now go live to the field for play-by-play action. Here's MSC Sports Director Johnny Kane.
Well, we picked everything up. We made the trip across town, and we are ready for the semifinals of the 2-1-A Baseball Regional between Moramats Academy and Onega. We're back over on the campus of Moramats Academy. We've made the move over from Benedictine College, as they were afraid that with Benedictine College not having lights that we wouldn't be able to get the full game in, so we're just going to make the switch over here. The Ravens Field is just good enough to play here today. So we are ready to go. Onega will be the visitors. This is their starting lineup today. Leading things off will be the pitcher, Colby Simpkins. Batting second, the shortstop, Zach Fisher. Hitting third is the catcher, Christian Henneberg. Batting cleanup is the right fielder, Jason Abbott. Hitting fifth is the center fielder, Rylan McGinnis. Batting sixth is third baseman, Josh Martin. Hitting seventh is the second baseman, Hunter Lehman. Hitting eighth is the first baseman, Jeremiah Dorsey. And batting ninth is the designated hitter, Cade Schwinn. He'll be facing Aaron Knoll of Moramats Academy. Knoll on the year, 7-1, a .40 earned run average. This is his 11th appearance on the season, 34 2/3 innings, 44 strikeouts compared to just 10 walks, only 2 earned runs given up by Knoll so far this season. The winner of this game will move on to the championship of this 2-1-A regional that'll be played at Valley Falls tomorrow. Riverside beat ACCHS a little bit earlier this afternoon, 6-1. Valley Falls playing Troy right now. Trying to get an update on that game as soon as we can. They've still got another game to go tonight as well after that Valley Falls-Troy game, as it'll be Riverside against the winner of that one. Moramats Academy enters this game with 19 wins on the season. They are 19-2. The Buffaloes are 11-10. Moramats Academy picked up a 10-0 win in 5 innings just a little bit ago. That was over McLeod. Onega beat Donovan West 7-5. And that is how we got to where we are right now. We're also live over on the Moramats Academy Facebook page as well. So if you want to watch this game along with the audio, you can go over to the Moramats Academy Facebook page, and is on Facebook Live and be viewed there. So with that, we're set to go. Here's Colby Simpkins to lead things off for the Buffaloes. Simpkins had a big game against Donovan West. He was on base 3 times, had 2 hits, a single, a double. He scored 3 runs. He also stole a couple of bags. And he digs in from the right side, and we're set to go. So Noah's ready. Into the windup, his first offering to Simpkins. Is the fastball down the middle for strike one. We're on the third base side here at Moorhead Mounts Academy. A one from Noel. The fastball a little bit low. Simpkins on the year, the leadoff hitter. A 350 average. 23 hits this year. 1-1. Ball that's nubbed off the end of the bat down the first baseline. That will go foul. It's now 1-2. Simpkins has also scored 28 runs this year, along with those 23 hits. And now we'll sky one into center field. It's playable for Connell. He's underneath it, and he's got it. There's one away. So one out. Now here's Zach Fisher. Fisher was on base twice in that win over Donovan West. He scored one run, had a double, a triple, and a couple of RBIs. Fisher on the year, 466 average, 26 runs scored, and the first pitch from Knowles, a fastball in for a strike. Fisher also has 22 RBIs, and all of those 29 hits. Now he swings and misses, and it's quickly 0-2. Knowles going to be a little bit of a change. He's going to throw a little bit harder than what the Buffaloes saw earlier against Donovan West. Spiker, probably the only pitcher that Donovan West threw that would somewhat equal the speed to what Noel throws, but here on an 0-2 pitch, he's going to leave a fastball high and tight, and it clips the jersey of Fisher, so he will be on with one away.
The catcher, number 30, Christian Henneberg.
So Fisher goes down to first, and now here's Christian Henneberg. Henneberg was on base twice earlier, a hit-by-pitch, and he also singled in a couple of runs, had three RBIs total. And he digs in from the right side. Noel waits his first offering. It's a fastball that paints the outside corner for strike one. And they were just a freshman, a 312 average, 15 hits and 48 at-bats. Now 13 RBIs on the year as well. Now a big swing and a miss late on a fastball at Henneberg, and it's 0-2. Fisher is a threat to run, but we haven't seen anybody try to steal on Brady Pound of Moorhead Mounts Academy yet today. Now the 0-2. Breaking ball, bounce to the left side, but it'll be foul past the bag at third. Ravens scored at least two runs in every inning against McLeod. Onega got down early to Donovan West, but battled back. And had a four-run inning to take control of that one. And again, the 0-2. Kind of a sidearm delivery from Noel. It's fouled back to the screen, and it remains 0-2. Fisher at first, he was hit by a pitch, one out, top of the first inning. Noel gets the sign, comes set, a good lead by Fisher at first, not running, and the 0-2 is again fouled back to the screen. This next pitch will be the sixth of this at-bat to Henneberg. Henneberg has fouled off three consecutive from Noel. Fisher, another decent lead. Not running, and again the 0-2. And again, fouled off by Henneberg. That pitch from Noel had him off balance, but he was able to just get a piece of it. And again, the 0-2 from Noel. Fastball high and inside. Hindenburg nearly falls to the grass trying to get out of the way of that one. Count now 1-2 on the three hitter for the Buffaloes. Vega again 11-10 now on the year after that win over Donovan West earlier today. Fisher again not running. The 1-2 is in the dirt. Pound tries to block it. It's going to get away from him. It's going to allow Fisher to take second base. So Fisher now in scoring position. Looking to get the Buffaloes an early lead. The count now 2-2 on Christian Hindenburg. This is pitch number 9 of the at-bat coming up. He fouled off 4 consecutive. Now he's seen 2 balls. And the 2-2. Fastball low. Again, it gets away from Pound. Throw down to third base. It's going to be not in time. He got underneath the tag. Good throw by Pound. It's Beagle down there at third to apply the tag to Fisher, but he slides in feet first safely. Now Fisher 90 feet away. One out and a 3-2 count on Christian Hindenburg. Here's pitch number 10 coming from Aaron Knoll. Another foul off. So if anything, Hindenburg is getting the pitch count up on Knoll. He's up to 17 pitches here in this first inning with just one out. And again, the payoff. High fly ball into the center field and deep. Cottle is going to get underneath it. He'll bring the throw home. His throw home is not going to be quite in time, and sliding in safely is Fisher. So it's an RBI sacrifice fly for Christian Hindenburg. It's the RBI, and Onega takes a 1-0 lead here at the top of the first inning. And for Hindenburg, that is RBI number 12 on the year. Now the base is empty with 2 away for Jason Abbotts. Abbotts walked twice, also singled against Donovan West. He swings and comes up empty. First two offering from Aaron Knoll. Abbotts brings in a 370 average here to the postseason with 17 hits and 46 at-bats. And another swing and a miss, and he's quickly down 0-2. Knoll working quickly into the windup. His 0-2 is a breaking ball that bounces in to Pound. Buffalo score that run without recording a hit. A hit by a pitch to Fisher. He got all the way on to third on a couple of wild pitches. And then the sack fly from Hindenburg. And now 2-2 the count on Jason Abbotts. One of the windup is 2-2. Sidearm delivery that he pulls in the left-handed batter's box. And the count now full 3-2. This will be pitch number 24 of the inning coming from Knoll. Buffaloes have taxed the pitch count here in this first. Here's the payoff. In the dirt, ball 4. Abbotts is on with a walk, and now here's Ryland McGinnis with 2 away.
McGinnis
had a really tough day, or the tough first game against Donovan West. Struck out 4 times. Twice looking, twice swinging, looking to redeem himself here. First pitch fastball, misses high and away. Now Noel's going to step off, take his time, regroup. Comes set. 1-0, catches the outside corner for strike 1. For the most part, Noel has usually has pretty good control. 44 strikeouts, only 10 walks on the season. Now the 1-1, a breaking ball, beautifully bent in for a strike, and it's 1-2. Abbott's the runner at first. He walked. Omega with one run already in the top of the first. Here's the 1-2. Fastball high. 2-2. And the pitch. High fly ball into right field and deep back at the wall, and that ball is gone. A big fly for Ryland McGinnis. He redeems himself in a big way. A two-run shot, and the Buffaloes lead 3-0 here in the top of inning number one. For McGinnis, that is his first home run of the season, and that ball was gone as soon as it left the bat. So a 3-0 lead for the Buffaloes, and I think the Ravens are going to go ahead and make a pitching change. They will. So with that, we'll step aside. We'll take a break. It's 3-0. Onega leads. We'll take the break and come back here on KIR 93.7 FM.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better. Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Welcome back to More Math Academy. Pitching change for the Ravens. Drew Connell now out on the mound. Aaron Noll just didn't quite have it here today in this first inning. Gives up three runs on just one hit, but the hit-by-pitch and the walk proved to be deadly. A sacrifice fly by Christian Hindenburg, and then the big blow, the two-run shot by Ryland McGinnis, who struck out four times against Donovan West. He redeems himself in a huge way with a long home run to right field, and it ends the day for Aaron Noll. So now we'll see Drew Connell on the mound. Drew making his 11th appearance on the year, a .91 earned run average. He's 6-0. 30 2/3 innings, 61 strikeouts compared to just 16 walks for Connell, and he'll face Josh Martin. And the lefty's first offering is low and inside for ball one. Trying to save Connell if they could till later in this game and possibly even tomorrow, but when you're down 3-0 in the first inning, you got to bring out all the cards. And so Cottle out there on the mound right now. Here's his 2-0. Swinging a foul off by Martin. Martin was 0-2 officially against Donovan West. He did have a walk, but he hit into a double play and also popped up to the catcher. On the 2-1, a late swing and a miss. Actually got a piece of it and fouled it off, did Martin. It's now 2-2. Three nothing. Buffalo's lead here in the top of the first. Drew Connell just looking to get the final out so the Ravens can come back. He does. A swing and a miss by Martin. Down he goes. First strikeout for Drew Connell. And at the end, half of an inning. The Buffaloes lead 3-0. The Ravens coming to bat for the first time when we come back. You're on FM 1 Care 93.7 FM and also Facebook Live and more about the Academy.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Welcome back, bottom of the first inning. Colby Simpkins is the starter on the mound for the Buffaloes today. Simpkins, a 3.50 earned run average, 2-1 on the season, making his 12th appearance. Simpkins has allowed 19 earned runs in 38 innings. He has struck out 56 compared to just 16 walks. Colburn Korbelek will lead things off for the Ravens, followed by Aaron Knoll and Drew Connell. If anybody gets on, Parrish Beagle. First offering from Simpkins is a fastball outside for ball one. Korbelek in the win over McLeod was on base three times, a hit by pitch, a walk, single, and a scored run. He also stole a bag. Now he looks at a fastball in for a strike, and it's 1-1. Now breaking ball misses low and away. 2-1 the count on Korbelek. Now 2-1, the fastball a little bit low. Now, fastball right down the middle for a strike, and it's now full on Korbelek. And the payoff. Fastball high and inside, ball four. So lead off walk, Korbelek. Now here's the pitcher. It was the pitcher, now center fielder Aaron Knoll. Quick score update, Valley Falls leads Troy 5-0 in the fifth inning of that game. First pitch to Knoll is a fastball a little bit low for ball one. Valley Falls did all of their damage so far in the third inning, it looks like. And now it's a 1-1 count on Aaron Knoll. Knoll was on base all four times he came to the plate, scored twice, had a couple of RBIs, three hits. And now the 1-1 from Simpkins. Good swing and a foul. Hit straight back and out of play, and it's 1-2 on Knoll. Korbelek is a stolen base threat. On the year, he's got 21 of them, which leads the team. There he goes. He's off and running, and now a swing and a miss. Throw down to second base is not in time. Korbelek is safe. It's a strikeout as Knoll swings and comes up empty. But Korbelek moves into scoring position. That's the strikeout of Knoll and one away for Drew Connell. Connell was on base three times. Against McLeod, he scored three runs, reached twice via air, and also had a single. He digs in from the left side. Now pickoff attempt, diving back safely is Korbelek. 3-0 Onega, bottom of inning number one. These are the semifinals of the 2-1A Valley Falls Regional. The winner of this game will play in the regional championship tomorrow night. 2-0 the count on Drew Cottle. Fastball misses low and away. Take that back. Just 2-0 on Cottle. 2-0 on Cottle. One out here in the bottom of the first. Now another pickoff attempt. Diving back safely is Korbelik. That time the second baseman Lehman was covering. We'll take a look at the Onega defense after this next pitch from Simkin. In the 2-0. Fastball high and outside. But now 3-0 on Connell. Figgy in left, McGinnis in center, Abbott's in right. On the infield, Martin is at third, Fisher at short, Lehman at second, Dorsey at first. And Henneberg is the battery mate for Simpkins. Now a ball getting to get away from the catcher. It's going to be ball four. And quickly getting down to first is Connell, so he's on with a walk. Moving up to third is Korbelik. So the Ravens have something going. Runners at first and third, one away, and now here's Parrish Beagle. Probably 2 weeks ago, this is the exact guy that the Ravens would want coming to the plate. It's still not a bad guy to have up there right now. He's been great this year. Beagle, 435 average, 31 RBIs, which is far and away the team lead. Walked twice and also singled against McLeod earlier. Pickoff attempt to first. Now the ball's going to get away from first base. It's going to score a run. Korbelik comes down to score. Rounding second, stopping there is Cottle. And it's an error on the pitcher. Simpkins is going to allow the Ravens to pick up a run. So the error on the first baseman allows the Ravens to score their first run, and now their second run is standing out at second base. 1-1 count now on Beagle. The fastball just misses off the plate. Ravens still looking for their first hit, but they've got a run. It's trying to chip away. It was a 3-0 deficit. Now it's a 3-1. And the 1-1. Ball hit into left field and deep. It's going to be back and at the wall and roll all the way to the fence. Coming around to score is Cottle. Rounding second base is Beagle. He's going to try for three. Here's the relay throw. It is not in time. He slides in with an RBI triple. So Parrish Beagle comes through in a big way for Morgan Mount Academy. For Beagle, that is RBI number 32 on the year. And it's now a 3-2 ball game.
Number 12, Brady Farrell.
What a way to respond for Morgan Mount Academy. You get down 3-0 in the first inning. And the Ravens respond with two and a chance to tie the game if Brady Pound can just put a ball in the outfield. Brady Pound, the catcher for Morgan Mount Academy. Walked in a run, popped up, and grounded into a double play against McLeod, but a chance to tie this game up. The 1-1 count against him and only one out. Last ball catches the inside corner, and it's 1-2 on Pound. Pound now is going to choke up on the bat at touch. He's going to battle with two strikes. Simpkins looking to make a big pitch here. Here's the 1-2. Fastball in there, called strike three on the outside corner. Down goes Pound, the second strikeout for Simpkins. And now it'll be up to Mark Harris, as he will bat with a runner at third and two away.
Second base, number 10, Mark Harris.
Harris had an RBI, also scored a run and walked against McLeod. Only one the count against him. Now a swing and a foul off by Harris, and it's 0-2. You'd still feel okay if you're Simpkins, if you can get it out of this and still have the lead in this first inning. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. Simpkins strikes out the side, but the Ravens plank two. At the end of one, it's Onega 3, Morgan Mount Academy 2. We'll be back here on FM Care and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Hot or cold, no matter what the temperature outside, the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison is your source for fan food, not fast food. Check out their chill menu with blizzards, shakes, sundaes, cones, and so much more. Or stop by for their $5 lunch and choose between a 3-piece chicken strip or deluxe cheeseburger with side, drink, and sundae, just $5 plus tax. And don't forget to sign up for the DQ Fan Club for special offers, monthly emails, and much more. Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. It's fan food, not fast food.
Start of the second inning, 3-2. Onega leads Morehouse Academy. It'll be Hunter Lehman to lead things off against Drew Cottle, who came on in relief in the first inning for Morehouse Academy. Lehman digs in from the right side. He singled and was hit by a pitch and scored a run against Donovan West. The first pitch from Cottle is swung through and missed by Lehman, and it's 0-1. Cottle, the tall lefty in the windup, is 0-1. Late swing and a miss by Lehman, and it's 0-2. Way behind on that fastball was Lehman. And it's quickly 0-2. Cottle working quickly. Brings the 0-2. That ball a little bit low. And now the 1-2. Fastball, swung on and missed. Down goes Lehman, the second strikeout for Drew Cottle, and there's one away. Quickly one away, and now here's Jeremiah Dorsey batting for the first time. Dorsey was 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored earlier today. Looks at a first pitch fastball in the inside corner at the knees for strike one. Big windup, and now a swing and a miss by Dorsey, and he's down 0-2. Cottle again works quickly, brings the 0-2. Fly ball hit into center field, playable and giving chases. Noel, he slides and makes the grab. Nice running play by Aaron Noel, and there are two away.
Designated hitter, number 9, Cade Schwant.
Here's Cade Schwant. He'll bat with two away. Schwant walked twice and scored a run. Here's the 0-1 now from Cottle. Fastball just misses a little bit low and away. 1-1 the count on Schwant. Quick score update. Valley Falls now leads Troy 7-0 in that side of the bracket. Now a late swing and a miss, and it's 1-2 on Schwant. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss into the mitt of Brady Pound. That is the second strikeout of the inning, the third strikeout overall for Drew Cottle, and that will end the top of inning number 2. What of the bottom of the inning? It's 3-2. The Buffaloes lead the Ravens. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network and Facebook Live.
It's spring and you have a lot going on. Yard work, community, and family events. And that home remodeling project. Hi, this is Jessica at Union State Bank of Atchison. I'd like to remind you that it's never been easier to simplify your spending and saving with the Union State Bank mobile banking app. Use the app to pay bills, transfer money, save up for a goal, or manage your budget, all with a click of a finger. This means the only other question is, which chair on your porch is the most comfortable as you enjoy some extra spring downtime? Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Bottom of the second inning, 3-2. The Onega leads Mooremount Academy with the Ravens coming up here in the bottom of the second with 7-8-9. Trevino, Howard, and Pound. So Christian Trevino will dig in and face Colby Simpkins. Trevino swings at the first pitch, pops it into center field. McGinnis is underneath it. He's got it. One pitch, one out. All right, here's Kenny Howard. Will bat for the first time. Howard was 0 for 3 against McLeod. He popped up, grounded out, and flew out. On the year, Howard a 320 average, 16 hits, and 53 at bats. First pitch from Simpkins is low for ball one. Now fastball misses low, 2-0 the count to Howard. The Ravens had a chance to tie the game in the bottom of the first inning. They had a runner at third and one away, but a couple of big strikeouts for Simpkins into the threat, and now Howard is hit on the foot. So Howard is on with one away. And here is the freshman that threw a gem earlier today against McLeod and Cooper Pound. Pound allowed just two hits on the mound against McLeod a little bit earlier. Now he bats and digs in from the left side. First pitch from Simpkins, the breaking ball is going to get away from the catcher, Henneberg, and that's going to allow Kenny Howard to take second base. And now the tying run is in scoring position and also takes away the possibility of a double play ball. Now a fastball's in for a strike, and it's 1-1 on Pound. Cooper, 179 on the year. 1-1, fastball misses outside. 2-1 the count. The big hit by pitch from Simpkins. Now the Ravens can flip back to the top of the order after Pound. And he's now in a hitter's count of 3-1. Howard, the runner out at second. He was hit by a pitch, moved to second on the wild pitch. One out. Here's a 3-1 from Simpkins. Fastball down the middle for strike two, and it's now full on Pound. And the payoff. Fastball, swung on and missed. Down goes Pound. That's strikeout number four for Simpkins. And now back to the top of the order. Here's Corbin Korbelek. Korbelek walked and scored a run in the first. A big spot here in the bottom of inning number two. Breaking ball in for a strike. Now swinging a pop-up. Will it stay in play? Henneberg giving chase, but it's going to be back and out of play. And it's now 0-2 on Corbelet. Simpkins looking to get around the hit-by-pitch. Decent lead out at second in the 0-2. Getting a piece of a breaking ball, fouling it away is Corbelet, so he stays alive at 0-2. Simpkins up to 37 pitches through an inning and two-thirds. The ace of the staff for the Buffaloes. Here's his 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Korbelek. And the Ravens string the runner out at second. So Simpkins works around a little trouble. We'll head to the third inning of play. It's 3-2. The Buffaloes lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Top of the inning, the lineup coming up for the Buffaloes. It'll be Colby Simpkins who will lead things off. He flew out to center field to begin the game. He faces Drew Cottle of Morehill Mount Academy. First offering from Cottle. It's a fastball that misses a little bit high and outside. Cottle came on in relief in the first inning. That was 1-0 is bounced in. He got the final out of the first, then struck out two in the second. And he has three strikeouts in total. And the windup, here's the 2-0 to Simpkins. Another ball in the dirt, and it's now 3-0 to the leadoff hitter for the Buffaloes. On 3-0, the fastball poured in down the middle for a strike. Cottle is looking to work back into this at bat. He does not want to walk the leadoff hitter. That is usually a recipe for disaster. And he misses inside, nearly clips the foot of Simpkins, and it's a leadoff walk. So that'll bring up now the shortstop, Zach Fisher. Fisher was hit by a pitch and scored a run in the first inning. That three-run first for Onega. They did all their damage on just one hit, but that hit was a big one, a two-run shot by Rylan McGinnis. And the first pitch, Cottle, is actually going to be a pickoff attempt over to first base. Back safely is Simpkins. Under Cottle is a lefty, tall, lengthy lefty. Brings the first pitch to Fisher at the fastball high. On a big lead over at first for Simpkins. Doesn't want to take a chance again. Picked off. Now fastball misses low and in, and Cottle has now missed on six straight. Six of his last seven. Ravens still do have options as far as pitching goes. They're trying not to use some of their better guys if they can, but obviously they understand you got to get through this one. Now a swing and a miss by Fisher, and it's 2-1. Cooper Pound is still available for Morehill Mount Academy. Do they go that route? He threw 64 pitches against McLeod. Could throw 105 in a day. Now a pickoff attempt, and they've got Simpkins picked off. Got him in a rundown. Running back towards first base, and the tagging him out is Howard. And so the Ravens and Connell get the pickoff, and that is a big first out. So that'll officially go down as a caught stealing by Simpkins. A one out, and it's a 2-1 count with nobody on for Zach Fisher. And the 2-1. Fastball on the inside corner, but Pound wasn't able to hang on to it, but it's still called a strike, and it's 2-2 on Fisher. Pound was set up on the outside of the plate and had to just rip his hand back towards the inside of the plate. And now the 2-2. Breaking ball just misses off the edge of the plate. And that'll move the count full 3-2. And the payoff from Cottle. Swing and a miss. Down goes Fisher. Strikeout number 4 for Drew Cottle, and there's two away.
Let's get your number 30, Christian Henneberg.
So now with 2 outs and the base is empty, here's Christian Henneberg. He had an RBI sack fly in the first inning, part of that 3-run first for the Buffaloes. A lot of time in between pitches and at bats. Finally, Henneberg digs in. He's ready to go. First offering from Cottle is a fastball right down Broadway for a strike. Now a swing and a miss by Henneberg, and he's quickly down 0-2. Cottle's best pitch has been his fastball by far. And here's the 0-2. Last ball low in the dirt. And that might be it for Drew Cottle. It is. He's reached a 30-pitch count. And so that'll do it for Drew. And we'll have a pitching change for the Ravens. So pitching change, we'll have the changes when we come back. Onega leads 3-2 with 2 outs here in the third inning on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating. 913-367-7729.
Pitching change for the Ravens. Parrish Beagle now out there on the mound for Moramath Academy. This is the third pitcher for the Ravens here in this game. 3-2 lead for Onega here with 2 outs in the top of the third inning. Beagle making his 12th appearance on the year, 3-1 record, a .53 earned run average. He got 3 saves, 26 and a third innings pitched, 49 strikeouts, 0 walks. Yes, that's right, 49 strikeouts, no walks issued by Parrish Beagle so far this season. Only allowed 2 earned runs in those 26 and a third innings. Only 15 hits for Parrish Beagle, who's, again, just a sophomore. Beagle gives up an opponent's batting average of just .163. So that just shows how dominant he has been this year. 1-2 the count on Christian Henneberg. First pitch for Beagle's, a fastball in the dirt. That'll even the count at 2. Base is empty, 2 away. And now the 2-2. Fastball low and inside. The count now full. Ravens played it 2 in the first inning, as did the Buffaloes played 3. Onega with that 1-run lead right now. Here's the payoff pitch from Beagle. Fastball low, ball 4. It's always kind of a tough spot to come in. Already in the middle of a count. Came in with a 1-2 count against Henneberg. So now he wipes the slate clean. And here's a bat by Jason Abbott, who walked and scored a run in the first. And I'll tell you what, the Buffaloes take plenty of time, that's for sure. They are in no hurry whatsoever. First pitch from Beagle, the breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Pound. Another quick score up. Dave Valley Falls now leads 8-0 over Troy. That's in the seventh inning. And the 1-0 from Beagle. Pass ball down the middle at the knees for a strike. That'll even up the count. Now pickoff attempt. Back safely, diving head first. Is Hindenburg. Aaron Knoll started the game. He only went two-thirds of an inning and gave up three runs. Andrew Cottle came on, got the final out of the first, got all three outs in the second, and got the first two outs here in the third before he reached the pitch count of 30. So they took him out so they can use him possibly for tomorrow if the Ravens can come back and win this game. And the count 1-2 now on Jason Abbott. Here's a 1-2. Pop back, foul, and out of play. So Beagle looking to get the final out here of the third. Takes his time, brings the 1-2. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball. Down goes Abbott. First strikeout for Parrish Beagle, and that will end the inning. We'll go to the bottom of inning number three. It's 3-2 Onega. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network and Facebook Live.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Bottom of the third inning, 3-2 our score. Johnny came back with you. Ravens will have 2-3-4. Aaron Knoll will lead things off. He digs in against Colby Simpkins of Onega. First pitch to Knoll, the fastball down the middle for a strike. Knoll was a strikeout victim his first at bat. Now he swings at a breaking ball and pops it foul and out of the play over the first base Raven dugout. Now here's a ground ball hit to the left side. It's going to get through in the left field. And Aaron Knoll is on to lead off the third inning for Moreham Mounts Academy. He scored a hit for Knoll. So now here's Drew Cottle.
Right fielder number six, Drew Cottle.
Cottle walked, scored a run in the first inning. A good lead over at first for Knoll. Not running, but the ball is going to get away from Hindenburg. It's going to allow Knoll to take second base. He'll round second, but stop there. So now the tying run is on its second base with nobody out. And Drew Cottle now is just trying to get a productive at bat and move him over to third with less than two outs. And the 1-0. Fastball just off the edge. Do have a final. Valley Falls beats Troy 8-0, so it'll be Riverside and Valley Falls to see who will play the winner of our game tomorrow night. There's another ball that's going to be bounced in by Simpkins to get all the way back to the screen, and that will allow Noel to get all the way down to third. So now a chance for Drew Connell, if he just puts the ball in play, to pick up an RBI. 3-0 the count on Connell. 3-2 Onega leads here in the bottom of the third inning. Onega is going to concede a run as the infield's playing back. It's going to be ball four to Connell, so that'll put runners at first and third with nobody out for Paris Beagle. Beagle already has an RBI triple today. That was back in the first inning. Squaring the bump, pulls it back, trying to take second base is Connell. He will. They'll cut the throw off by the shortstop, Fisher. So now a chance for a couple of RBIs for Paris Beagle. And the 0-1 from Simpkins. Fastball high. This is the guy you want up to the plate if you're Morgan Mount Academy. Talked about the first time he was up in the first inning. He has been lights out basically on both sides of the ball for the Ravens this year. The 1-1. Swing and a pop up to the right side. Will it get out of play? It will. So it's now 1-2 on Paris Beagle. Second and third, nobody out, the 1-2. Breaking ball just misses a little bit high and inside. And it's 2-2 on Beagle. The Onega faithful wanted that strike badly. Simpkins comes set, brings the 2-2. Fastball a little bit low, and it's now 3-2. Henneberg, the catcher, is making the ball look a little better. He's trying to frame pitches for Simpkins. And now the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Beagle way out in front. And he comes up empty. A big strikeout, though, for Colby Simpkins.
Pitch catcher number 12, Brady Pound.
That's the sixth strikeout for Simpkins. And now a big opportunity here for Brady Pound to redeem himself. Needs to put a ball in play and a breaking ball in for strike one. Pound came up with a runner at third in the first inning and struck out. And then after that, Mark Harris struck out as well to end the threat. Second and third, one away. Foul ball going to be low and away. Another breaking ball. That'll even the count at one. Simpkins up to 53 pitches now through two and a third inning. Squaring the bunt is Pound. He gets it down. Here comes the runner from third. Noel, he will score. Pound gets the bunt down. Now another runner going to try to score, and he does. What a great job by Brady Pound to get the ball down. Coming in to score is Nolan Connell, and the Ravens, just like that, have taken a 4-3 lead. Wasn't quite a suicide squeeze, but Brady Pound does his job, and roaring around third base was Drew Connell with a second run. And just like that, the Ravens lead 4-3. Now two away. For Mark Harris. They'll swing and foul a ball off to the right side into the highway here at Morgan Mount Academy. Now leaving the count 1-1. Oh, fastball misses high. 2-1 to count to Harris. So the Ravens with just two hits. But they've scored four runs. Now a called strike three. So down goes Harris, and that'll end the inning, but not before the Ravens plate two. And at the end of three complete, it's Morgan Mount Academy 4, Onega 3. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you have a Class B CDL? Blair Milling in Atchison, Kansas is hiring a driver. Weekly hours from 8 to 5, with health insurance available. Pick up a CDL employment application at Blair's, 1000 Main Street, Atchison, Kansas, or call 913-367-2310.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Start of the fourth inning, 4-3 lead for Mortimer Academy over Onega. The Buffaloes will have 5-6-7, McGinnis, Martin, and Lamon. It's Parrish Beagle still out there on the mound for the Ravens. McGinnis has had the big hit up until the last half inning for the Buffaloes. A two-run home run in the first inning to give Onega a 3-0 lead. The Ravens play two in the bottom of the first, two more in the bottom of the third, and now lead 4-3. 0-1 the count on McGinnis. Now a swing and a miss, and he's quickly down 0-2. The home run came against Knoll. Since then, the Ravens have thrown Cottle out there and now Beagle. Beagle waits. Still waiting. And McGinnis just taking his time. And now the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes McGinnis. And that is strikeout number 3 for Parrish Beagle.
Third baseman number 22, Josh Martin.
And one away. Well, now here's Josh Martin. He will bat for the second time. He was a strikeout victim back in the first inning. Swing and a miss by Morton, 0-1. Beagle is ready to go. He is right back on the mound, but Onega, each batter, after each pitch, steps out, takes their time, and digs back in. And now Beagle into the windup. Here's his 0-1. Here's a bouncing ball to the right side, playable for the second baseman, Harris. He'll field it, throw to first in plenty of time, and there are two away. So two up, two down, and now here's Hunter Lamon. He was a strikeout victim in the second inning. That was against Drew Cottle. The first pitch from Beagle is high fastball. It swung through, and it's 0-1. There's no doubt that Beagle is on his game. He is wanting to get right back up there and throw the ball, and here's his 0-1. Another fastball that zipped in for a strike. I don't even know if Lehman saw that one. But now 0-2. Lehman will choke up on the bat. Digs back in. Two outs in the 0-2. Late swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Parrish Beagle. Three up, three down. Beagle gets the Buffaloes in order, and we will head to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 4-3, the Ravens lead here on the MSC Sports Ravens Radio Network.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com. Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Morimath Academy leads 4-3. And before that, we're going to have a little bit of a discussion.
Yeah, we're good. We checked with Yeah, we put it back down. Yeah.
And there's a dispute about the pitch count. And so right now it says the pitch count is at 59 for Simpkins, but Coach Adam Kufall of Onega swears that it's 58, but both sides are saying they have checked several times and that it should be at 58. And so here's Christian Trevino to lead things off after all that. The first pitch from Simpkins is a fastball, catches the bottom of the zone for a strike. Swing and a bouncing ball. It threw into the left field for a base hit. So Trevino is on to lead off the fourth inning for the Ravens. And now here's Kenny Howard. Kenny was hit by a pitch in the second inning.
First baseman, number 14, Kenny Howard.
The first pitch to Howard is a bouncing ball. It's blocked nicely by Hinneberg. He's kind of backhand out there and was able to somehow corral it. And he knows that he should have got his body out there, but nonetheless, he was able to stop it. Now, pickoff attempt. Trevino back safely. So now Simpkins is going to step off, puts his foot back on the rubber, and he's ready to go. 1-0 the count on Kenny Howard, the runner at first in Trevino, not running. The fastball in for a strike. And the 1-1. Swing and a pop-up on the infield, playable for the third baseman, Martin. He's underneath it, and he's got it. Didn't look all that fluid, but he made the play. And there's one away. So now with one away and a runner at first, here's Cooper Pound. Torino with a big lead over at first. He'll throw over, but he dives back safely. Reno again gets his lead. Still a decent size. First pitch to Pound is a fastball down the middle for strike one. Four to three, Morimath Academy leads. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. And now swinging a foul off by Pound. I went through the count on Pound. One out and a runner at first. Now another pickoff attempt. Trevino back safely. He'll call from time. Simpkins gets the sign, waits, brings the 0-2, and a ball hit down the left field line is slicing foul, and it will be a foul ball. Count remains 0-2 on Cooper Pound. Trevino at first. He's got another step over there, and now they're going to try to pick him off again. But again, head first slide back safely. Trevino not running, and now a bouncing ball back up the middle. It's playable for the shortstop. 2-1 on the first. In time, it's a double play. So the Buffaloes turn two, and they get out on the bottom of the fourth inning with no runs. Three up. That's all that Simpkins is going to face. What of the fifth? It's 4-3, the Ravens lead on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Start of the fifth inning, 4-3, Morningham Mass Academy leads Onega. Johnny K back with you. Fifth inning, the Buffaloes will have 8-9-1. It'll be Jeremiah Dorsey to lead things off. Quickly, 0-2 on Dorsey as Parrish Beagle is in turbo mode right now. He is getting the ball and getting right back on the mound. And here's his 0-2. Swing and a miss. Three pitches, three strikes, and a strikeout for Parrish Beagle, and that's his fourth. So now here's Kane Schwant. Schwant was a strikeout victim in the fifth. High fastball, and Schwant swings and misses, and it's 0-1. Beagle is already ready to go, but Schwant taking his time, looking at his third base coach, now digs in, and the 0-1. Another fastball in for a strike on the outside, and it's 0-2. Beagle is ready to go before these Onega hitters are even ready right now in the 0-2. Fastball in there, called strike three. Three consecutive strikeouts for Parrish Beagle. And now back to the top of the order. Here's Colby Simpkin. Simpkins flew out to begin the game. Reached on a walk in the third. Eagle is ready to go. Into the windup. Here's his first offering. Fastball swung on and missed. It's 0-1 on Simpkins. Again, Beagle is ready to go, but Simpkins taking his time. Looks down to his third base coach. And now digs back in. Here's the 0-1. Now a swing and a foul off to the right side. That will get over the dugout, in out of play on the right side. 0-2 the count now on Simpkins. Top of the fifth, 4-3, the Ravens lead. Here's the 0-2 from Beagle. Fastball just misses off the plate. Beagle again ready to go. Simpkins takes his time. Asks for time. Digs in. Into the windup. Here's the 1-2. Fastball called strike three on the outside corner. Beagle strikes out the side. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 4-3. Morehouse Academy leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Off for the Ravens, shortstop number two, Colburn
Korvalek. Colburn Korvalek will lead things off in the bottom of the fifth inning for Moriarty Academy, who leads 4-3. Colby Simpkins still out there for the Buffaloes. First pitch breaking ball in for a strike. Well, the top of the order here for the Ravens, Korvalek, Noel, and Cottle, if anybody can get off Beagle. Simpkins has thrown pretty well for the Buffaloes here today. Gave up two runs in the first inning and two more in the third. Other than that, he's been pretty much lights out. And it's 2-1 on Korvalek. Ravens only have three hits, but they've got four runs. They've taken advantage of a couple of walks, an error as well. And now it's 3-1. Korvalek looking to put together a good plate appearance to start off the bottom of the fifth for the Ravens. And the 3-1. Fastball down the middle for a strike. It's now 3-2. And the payoff. Bouncing ball into the left side. Fielded by the third baseman Martin. He'll get to his feet, throw to first, and it is going to be bobbled and dropped by the first baseman Dorsey. It's probably going to should be a hit. That was a really, really tough play for Martin. So it'll be an infield single for Colburn Korvalek. So he is on for the second time, and now here's Aaron Knoll.
Center fielder number 15, Aaron Knoll.
Knoll struck out in the first, but singled and scored a run in the third inning. Good speed at first, and Korvalek got a pretty good size lead. Throw over, and back in plenty of time is Korvalek. Cooper Pound is throwing over in the bullpen for Moriarty Academy, so we might see him in the sixth inning. Here's a line shot in the left field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Stopping at second base is Korvalek, and the Ravens with first and second, nobody out, here in the bottom of inning number five. So now here's Drew Cottle. He's been on base twice. He has walked both times he's come to the plate. He has also scored both times he's walked. Squaring a bunt, very, very late bunt, almost like a slap hit you'd see in softball. And he fouls it off to the left side. Now Cottle will step out, look down at his head coach Phil Banowitz, get the sign, and dig back in. Squaring to bunt, pulls it back, and the ball is going to hit the home plate umpire right in the gut. Actually, it looks like it might have hit him in the right leg. So he's going to have to walk that off. Both runners, though, move up on the wild pitch. And that is the one spot where there is no padding at all. So we'll have a quick stoppage with the home plate umpire, Jeff May, try to walk that off. It was just a kind of a wild situation as Cottle squared to bunt and pulled it back at the last second and had the catcher Hindenburg all crossed up. And he just completely missed a fastball that was a little bit on the inside corner. and it was a flush strike to our home plate umpire, Jeff May. Both runners move up, so now Korbelik at third, Noel at second, nobody out. And 1-1 the count on Drew Connell. Actually, they're going to say 0-2 that Connell did not pull the bat back. So it's 0-2. So now Connell has to battle. It's way out in front of a fastball and nearly lines it into the highway along the first base side. It stays alive at 0-2. Simpkins waits. Again, the 0-2. Swing and a pop-up on the infield, playable for the second baseman, Lamont. He's underneath it, and he's got it, and there's one away. So that's a big first out for Simpkins. But he's still got a battle with runners at second and third, and now here is one of the most dangerous hitters in the Ravens lineup, Dan Parrish Beagle. I'm kind of surprised if Onega does decide to pitch to Beagle here. First pitch is a fastball down the middle for a strike. Beagle tripled in a run in the first, but he did strike out in the third. Now he hit the ball back up the middle. It's playable for the shortstop, Fisher. This is going to score a run as a ground out, and now a throw to third is going to be cut off by the pitcher Simpkins, but it's an RBI ground out for Beagle, and the Ravens now lead 5-3. So Korbelik comes down to score. Noel moves up to third. And now here's Brady Pound with an RBI opportunity with a runner at third base and two away. 5-3 Moorhead Mount Academy leads here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Brady Pound swings at the first pitch, fouls it back to the screen. He has struck out, and then he had two RBIs on a bunt in the third inning. More of a safety squeeze, but the Ravens had a play on and were able to play two. And Pound got two RBIs out of it. Now a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Ravens in this inning with two hits. They've scored one run. Now they're in Noel 90 feet away. 0-2 the count on Pound. Here's the pitch from Simpkins. Fastball inside, and it hits Pound in the left shoulder. So that'll put runners at the corners. With two away. Imagine Pound will come out for a courtesy runner. And he will.
Second base with number 10, Mark Eric.
Bowden Korbelik is the runner for Brady Pound. And it'll be Mark Harris who will dig in. He has struck out twice against Simpkin. First pitch fastball misses high. Onega played at three runs in the first inning, have not scored since. The Ravens two runs in the first, two in the third, one in the fifth. Here's a ground ball back up the middle, playable for the shortstop. He will throw to first, and it's going to get away from the first baseman, and that'll run the score. Fisher could have just stepped on second base. Instead, he tried to make the throw to first. It'll be an error, and the Ravens played another run, and Moorhead Mount Academy now leads 6-3. And also in the process, Korbelik moved all the way from first to third.
Left fielder, number 9, Christian Trevino.
Again, a chance that Fisher could have just stepped on second base or even tossed it to the covering Lamont. Instead, he tried to throw to first. It got away from Dorsey. And now first and third, two away for Christian Trevino. Throw down to second base, and they are going to nearly get Harris tagged out as he didn't know the ball was coming in. He went in standing up, and the second baseman Lamont nearly tagged him out. But instead, there'll be runners at second and third and two outs. And here's a pitch to Trevino. It's a line drive, base hit, left field. One run is in. Coming around third and falling and now getting to his feet and scoring is going to be Mark Harris. It's a two RBI single for Christian Trevino. And the Ravens now lead 8-3. Woo! The Ravens take advantage of the mistakes by the Buffaloes.
First base for number 14, Kenny Howard.
And the lead is now 5 for Moorhill Mounts Academy. Second hit of the day in this game for Christian Chivino. And now he's at first base for Kenny Howard. Simpkins now up to 88 pitches, trying to just battle. He pours in a fastball to Howard for strike one. Howard today was hit by a pitch. He has popped up in this game as well. And right now he's got a 1-1 count against him. He is the eighth batter to come to the plate in this inning. Now a fastball misses low and inside. So far in this inning, three hits, a hit by pitch, an error, and four runs across. Now 3-1 on Howard with Cooper Pound on deck. Trevino again, the runner at first. Not running, and here's a 3-1. It's low into the dirt for ball four. You can tell that Simpkins is starting to get toward the end of his line, and here's head coach Adam Kufel out of the third base dugout. We'll see if that'll end the day for Simpkins. He has thrown 93 pitches, so he has 12 more to work with. I'd imagine probably just trying to get out of this inning without having to bring in a new pitcher. The Ravens with already four runs across and runners at first and second with two away. It'll be Cooper Pound who will come to the plate. Omega could not have had a better start to this game. The Buffaloes played at three runs in the first inning. A two-run home run by Rylan McGinnis was the big shot, and the Buffaloes had all the momentum, but the Ravens got two back in the first. Then Moorhill Mounts Academy took the lead in the third with two runs, taking advantage of really every error and every mistake the Buffaloes have had in this game. Omega with two big costly errors so far, and they'll leave Simpkins in there to face Cooper Pound. He digs in from the left side. First pitch from Simpkins is a fastball at the belt for strike one. Now swinging a bouncing ball to the right side. That'll get through for a base hit. Rounding third, coming around is Trevino. There will not be a throw. It's an RBI single for Pound. He will also move up to second base as the throw into third. Pound comes through again. And the Ravens have played at five and now lead 9-3. All of this coming after the air. And the Ravens lead by six and still looking for more with two runners now in scoring position at the top of the order in Colburn Korbelek, who bats for the second time in this inning. They'll swing at the first pitch, foul it back. So Howard is the runner at third. Cooper Pound out at second. And 1-1 the count on Corbin Kobolek. Now fastball misses low. 2-1 the count to Kobolek. Simpkins is trying to find a way to get out of this inning. And Ravens with five runs. Here's the 2-1. Fastball inside. Now 3-1 with Aaron Noel on deck. We'll say there is a reason why Moorhill Mounts Academy is 19-2 on the year. They just continue to keep coming. And now ball's going to get back to the screen. Another run's going to score. Kenny Howard comes down from third base. It'll be a walk to Corbin Korbelek. And that might be it for Colby Simpkins. We'll see if they leave him in. He's at 100 pitches. But Kenny Howard scores, and the Ravens now lead 10-3.
Number 15, Aaron Noel.
Cooper Pound also moved up to third, so first and third for Aaron Noel, who has singled twice and scored two runs. Noel now is going to step out, look down at his third base coach, gets a sign, and now digs back in. That Pound at third, Korbelek at first. Two outs in the 0-1. Last ball low and inside, thrown out to second base, and now the Ravens are going to score another run. Cooper Pound comes roaring down from third base as Corbin Korvalek still second. Hindenburg threw down to second, trying to get out Korvalek, but the throw was in the dirt, bounced away from the second baseman, Lamond. The Ravens now lead 11-3. Seven runs in this inning, four more out to Academy. Here's the 2-1 to Knoll. It's bounced in. It's going to get away from the catcher, Hindenburg, and again, allow a runner to move up. Korvalek will move to third. And it's now 11-3, the Ravens lead. Two runs in the first, two in the third, seven here in the fifth. The 3-1 is a fastball, high and away, ball four, and that'll be it for Simpkins. He's reached the pitch count. So Noel will walk. We'll have a pitching change. And so the Buffaloes will make the change. Two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning, 11-3, the Ravens lead. Oh, I take that back. Maybe it is just going to be 104. See, are they going to make the change? Simpkins is still standing out there talking to his coach, and it is going to be his day. So pitching change for the Buffaloes. Simpkins is done. Bottom of the fifth inning, 11-3, the Ravens lead. Two outs when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Pitching change for the Buffaloes. The Ravens have scored seven runs here in the fifth inning. It's 11-3. Moramac Academy leads, and it's going to be Hunter Lamond who will come in to throw for the Buffaloes. Just a direct switch as Simpkins will go to second base.
Now on the mound, Hunter Lamond.
So Lamond comes in to throw. Looking to get the final out here in the fifth inning. The Ravens have played in seven. And here's Drew Cottle. Runners at first and third. First pitch from Lambert is a fastball in the dirt. Taking second base is Knoll. So now second and third. Korvalek at third. Knoll at second. And here's a shot into right field and deep. Getting back and underneath it is the right fielder, Abbott, and he will stumble but make the catch. Actually, no, it's going to go off his glove and out of play, and that'll be the ball game. The Ravens are going to win it via the run rule. That'll be a three-run shot for Drew Cottle, and that'll do it. 14-3 the final. Moramac Academy moves on to the regional championship game tomorrow night. They await the winner of Riverside and Valley Falls. But 14-3 the final. The Ravens win it. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hot or cold, no matter what the temperature outside, the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison is your source for fan food, not fast food. Check out their chill menu with blizzards, shakes,
sundaes, cones, and so much more. Or stop by for their $5 lunch and choose between a 3-piece chicken strip or deluxe cheeseburger with side, drink, and sundae, just $5 plus tax. And don't forget to sign up for the DQ Fan Club for special offers, monthly emails, and much more. Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. It's fan food, not fast food.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on a daily basis to keep your operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Kyle at Union State Bank of Atchison, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all 7 of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Academy for the final time. The Ravens win it 14-3 over Onega. The Ravens move on to the regional championship game tomorrow, where they await the winner of Riverside and Valley Falls, who are playing right now, just about to get underway, and probably just now underway. That'll be played at 5 o'clock at Valley Falls tomorrow, at least scheduled for right now. We don't expect that to change, at least at this point. Check out MSCSports.net for any possible changes to that as well. Ravens played 2 runs in the first after trailing 3-0 after the top of the first inning. Rylan McGinnis hit a 2-run shot for the Buffaloes to give them a 3-0 lead. The Ravens went through a couple of pitchers early, then got a 4-3 lead at the end of 3, playing 2 more runs in the bottom of the third, and then 7 runs in the bottom of the fifth inning to win it and enforce the run rule 14-3, the big hit being the walk-off 3-run home run by Drew Cottle. So the Ravens, they are now 20-2 on the season. Onega ends their year with a record of 11-11. Look at the final statistics. We'll start with the Buffaloes. Colby Simpkins was on base once. He walked. Zach Fisher was hit by a pitch, scored a run. Christian Hindenburg had a sac fly RBI. He also walked. Jason Abbott's walked, scored a run. Rylan McGinnis had the 2-run home run. And after that, that's pretty much it for the Buffaloes. The bottom of the order was 0-for-11 here in this game. More about the Academy, meanwhile, Corbin Korbelek had a solid day. He was on base 3 times, scored 3 runs, had a stolen base, 1 hit. Aaron Knoll was on base 3 times as well. He had 2 hits, scored 3 runs. Drew Connell, he was on base 3 times, scored 3 runs, had the 3-run home run to end it. Paris Beagle had an RBI triple and also grounded in a run, so he had 2 RBIs. Brady Pound had a couple of RBIs as well, also was hit by a pitch and scored a run. Mark Harris scored a run today as well, as did Christian Trevino. He had 2 hits, 2 RBIs, and a run scored. Kenny Howard was on base twice, scored 1 run, and Cooper Pound was on base once, scored a run, had an RBI single for the Ravens, who again are 20-2. So Moorhead Mounts Academy awaits Valley Falls or Riverside in the regional championship game coming up tomorrow night. Moorhead Mounts Academy and Valley Falls split a doubleheader earlier this year. It's probably one of the more anticipated matchups if Valley Falls is able to take down Riverside. But Riverside, a solid win over ACCHS earlier today. Those two teams playing right now. So check out MSCSports.net. We'll have updated schedules, scores, and all the games taking place tonight. Also, regional golf results from today as well. That's up at MSCSports.net. Let's wrap things up. I want to thank everyone for tuning in with us. And for Joseph and Neil taking care of us back in the studios, I'm Johnny Kane saying so long here from Moorhead Mounts Academy. The Ravens move on to the regional championship game. with a 14-3 victory over Onega here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to postseason high school baseball on your local sports authority, Care Country 93.7. For the latest local scores, game recaps, and up-to-the-minute sports news, visit us online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.